We're going to continue doing sugyas and Maseches Brachos. So last week we didn't have a shiur, but this sugya comes from one of the dafim we did over the course of this past week. But again, even if you're not doing the daf yomi, it certainly won't hinder your ability to understand a shiur. This shiur is based entirely on, or almost entirely, on the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, and one of the svarim I've been using a lot in Maseches Brachos is the new Rishimos Shiurim that Rabbi Reichman wrote up from Rav Soloveitchik. It's the biggest volume yet, and it's both great in Kamus and Eichus. And there's, like I've mentioned many times, there's nobody that learnt Lamdus. There's nobody that learnt Lamdus in Brachos, in Maseches Brachos, like Rav Soloveitchik did. You know, it wasn't a classic Yeshiva Shemesechta, and he gave Shiurim on it with classic Prisker Lamdus. Let's start from the beginning. There's a Gemara. I did the Mar Makomos a little bit differently than normal this time. Usually I'll make an outline on the front page and then all the Mar Makomos will be in the back. Over here I just actually put the Makoros into the outline. Thought it might be easier to follow. Sometimes I've done it in the past, not so much. You tell me what you like better. But we'll start with the beginning. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us as follows. And this is largely based on a Yahrzeit Shiur. A lot of what they did over here is they took Rav Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit Shiurim, condensed them a little bit. When Rav Soloveitchik said a Yahrzeit Shiur, he usually went for, I think they say, 4 or 5 hours straight. And, it was 2-3 hours of Lamdus and then another hour or two of Agada. So we're only doing the Lamdus section. But it's largely based on the Yahrzeit Shiur, but we're not going to go for 3 hours. So we cut it down a little bit. So take a look at the first Mar Malkum right at the top of the page, page number one. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Dav Lamed Amud Beis. Amar Rav Anan Amar Rav. Tov lo hiskar shel Rosh Chodesh Arvis. Ein machzir nosol. If you say ein bezim mekachin nosachodesh al biyom. If someone doesn't say Yalav Yavo at Mariv, so he doesn't repeat Shimon Esrei, because Bezin is not Mekadish the Chodesh at night anyway. That's one packet. That's the last one. You got it. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, it's all together. Okay. Because Bezin is not Mekadish the Chodesh at night. Bezin is only Mekadish the Chodesh during the day. So therefore, if you miss Yalav Yavo and Mariv, you don't have to repeat Shimon Esrei. So right away, the Gemara is a little bit troubling. What's the V'lachain? What's the therefore? Meaning, so what? So what, Bezin is not Mekadish Chodesh at night? Does that mean that it's not Rosh Chodesh at night? Meaning, why would that mean that you don't repeat Yalav Yavo just because Bezin is not Mekadish the Chodesh at night? So says the Gemara, Amar Ameimar, Mistavrim Milsa Derav B'chodesh Malei. He says Rav makes a lot of sense when it's a Chodesh Malei, that you're not going to have to repeat Yalav Yavo if it was a full 30-day month, but if it was a 29-day month, then you will have to repeat Yalav Yavo. Why? Gemara doesn't explain. Armle Ravashi la'ameimar, michti, Rav taima ka'amar, mali chaser mali malei, Eloloshnai. He says, no, what are you talking about? Rav was very clear what the reason is. He said, because Ein Mekadjin is a Chodesh Ela Balayla, Ela Bayom. We're not Mekadjish the Chodesh Balayla. We're only Mekadjish the Chodesh during the day. So what difference does it make? It was Chodesh Malei, Chodesh Chaser. Shouldn't matter. If you forget Yalav Yavo, you forget Yalav Yavo. Why does it make a difference? So a few questions. Rav Soloveitchik starts this year with four basic questions. Number one, why does Ein Mekadjin is a Chodesh Balayla matter? Meaning, why does the fact that we're not Mekadish the Chodesh at night, why does that make a difference? It's still Rosh Chodesh at night. And Rav Soloveitchik goes to great lengths to try to prove that you can't taina that it's not really Rosh Chodesh at night. That because we're not Mekadish the Chodesh at night, it's not really, doesn't really have a full din of Rosh Chodesh. It's a very hard thing to prove, because din Rosh Chodesh doesn't really, there are no dinim of Rosh Chodesh. The halal that we say is a minad. So it's not a din at all. There's no din of wearing Big Day Shabbos. There's only one din of Rosh Chodesh. What's the one din of Rosh Chodesh? It's the only din that the Torah tells us, that you bring a Korban Musaf. And we don't have Korban Musaf anymore. So it's hard. And all Korbanos are only during the day. So it's going to be very hard to prove whether the day is chal already at night, on the night before Rosh Chodesh, because there are no halachos. There's no. I remember when I was in high school, they used to have a rule that we had to wear a white shirt and tie every Rosh Chodesh. So I looked all over the place to try to find, when I was out of high school already, I was interested, I looked all over the place to try to find what the makor is to dress in Big Day Shabbos or nicer begadim on Rosh Chodesh. I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find any source for it whatsoever. So I went over to Rav Shechter and I asked him, what's the source to wear a white shirt and tie? He said, on Rosh Chodesh. He said, no, there's no source to wear to wear nicer clothing on Rosh Chodesh. I said, so why does the whole high school here, MTA, in the same building that Rav Shechter has been in for the last 60 years, why do they wear a white shirt and tie? Rosh Chodesh said, they do? I don't know, he was there for 60 years. He never noticed that they all wear white shirt and tie. Maybe he thought they always wear white shirt and tie. But anyway, so what is it about the fact that in Mekachin as Chodesh Belayla, that because of that, we don't repeat Yalav Yavos? So Soloveitch says, it can't be that maybe the Vard is like this. Not that Laila is not Rosh Chodesh, but that we don't yet know if it's Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, how do we know if it's Rosh Chodesh in an ideal society when everything's running properly? The Edom come. When are the Edom going to come? Well, that night they have to see the new moon. Then the next day, Beis Din's going to open their doors in the morning, and the Edom are going to come in the morning, and sometime during the day. Sometimes it got late, and they have to make takanas about this. But sometime during the day, they'll chap and they'll figure out that it's Rosh Chodesh. But that's only going to happen during the daytime, and Beis Din's going to be Mekadesh Chodesh during the daytime. So the night before, Beis Din will have no idea if it's Rosh Chodesh or not. Maybe that's why. Maybe because it's only at night, at best you have Safek Rosh Chodesh. And Safek Rosh Chodesh, and I forget Yalav Yavo on a Safek, so you can be Mekel on a Safek. Safek whether I need to say Yalav Yavo in the first place. So Safek said that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat in why Rav says that you don't repeat Shemon Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo at Marav. Because first of all, Rav was already living in the time when they were Koveh Al Pi Cheshbon, when they weren't Koveh based on Edim coming along and being Mekel. So they were Koveh Al Pi Cheshbon, they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was going to be. Second of all, there's a difference between Chodesh Chaser and Chodesh Malay, like the Gemara tried to make a distinction in the Hava Amina at least, right? What happens when it's a Chodesh Malay? What happens if day 30 comes and no Edim showed up to Beis Din? So then what's the halacha? We know very clearly what the halacha is. Sorry, I didn't make enough copies. We know very clearly what the halacha is. The halacha is, when's Rosh Chodesh going to be? Rosh Chodesh is going to be that night, right? Rosh Chodesh is going to be the following night. And that's not a suffix anymore, because it can't be later. If it wasn't on the 30th day, if Rosh Chodesh wasn't on day 30, it's going to be on day 31. So even in that case, though, Rav Paskins, that if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't repeat Shemon Esrei. Rav should have said, if it was all Avard in Safek Rosh Chodesh, what he should have said is, the first night of Rosh Chodesh, you forget Yalav Yavo, it's only Safek, don't repeat Shemon Esrei. Second night of Rosh Chodesh, then it's Avandai, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you do repeat Shemon Esrei. But it's not what he said. He said that you never repeat Shemon Esrei. So it can't be based on a Safek. Also, if we're not sure if it's Rosh Chodesh, you know, make up your mind. Should we say Yalav Yavo? Should we not say Yalav Yavo? Meaning, what's the vart in saying that I'm not sure if it's Rosh Chodesh tonight, and therefore I'm not going to repeat Shemon Esrei and forget Yalav Yavo? What's that? A Safek Drabanan, Safek Drabanan Lekula kind of thing? So when I first asked the Shaila in the first place, should I say Yalav Yavo tonight? L'charchila. Is it something I should include in my Shemon Esrei? So the answer should be Safek, right? Safek Drabanan Lekula. Don't! Why do we get to the point where we say we're going to be misaking Yalav Yavo, but then if you forget it, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei? How does that make any sense? Don't be misaking Yalav Yavo then, if it's only a suffix. So Sadek said, it can't be that the pshat is that it's only a suffix Rosh Chodesh. That's not the reason that we don't repeat Shemon Esrei when we forget Yalav Yavo Mariv on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, back to the original question. Again, question number one, what is the idea behind Rav's statement that because we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Belayla, so we don't repeat Shemon Esrei when we forget Yalav Yavo? Our Sameach has the same kasha. I just put the Rav Salvech doesn't quote the Our Sameach, but the Our Sameach in also toward the top of the page. Ume odai hayil pele be'inai. He says it was always a strange thing to me. Halo kaimlam sechs roshan dav chaf dalid krab lozer of tzaddik dim lo nira bismano. We paskin, like Rav Lazar Rebbe Tzaddik, that if day 30 no Edim came and said it's Rosh Chodesh, then day 31 is automatically Rosh Chodesh. You don't even need Beis Din to be Mekadesh it. It's Kvar Kichu Shemayim. They're already Mekadesh the Chodesh in Shemayim. Im kein, biyom sheni ain't Tzarech Kiddush Beis Din. V'lome ain't Machzirin also b'im lo amar Rosh Chodesh b'layla. V'zet Tzarech Yim Gadol. Meaning what he's asking is, he's starting at stage two of Rav Soloveitchik's analysis. He's saying, it must be the reason that you don't repeat Shemon Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo Mariv is that it's only a Safek. So if that's the reason, so he asks, well then why on the second night of Rosh Chodesh? When you know for sure, when it's Kvar Kichu Shemayim, why then don't you repeat Shemon Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo? Same Kasha, he's bothered by the same Kasha. Let's leave out what he says in the next two lines for now. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is not so much a kasha, it's more of a believe it or not, and this is my Rosh Hashanah connection, since we're coming close to Rosh Hashanah. And yeah, let's see. He quotes from Chayyadam. Chayyadam al-Ksfila klal chavdalid. Vahagon maurenu harav rav abula pesvelir. Nero yayir, shvizukon brach rav. Omer kan din mechudash. That Rav Abula Pesvelir, I guess the Chayyadim is quoting Neri Yair, that Rav Abula Pesvelir, I don't know who that is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but apparently a big Talmud Chacham, said a din mechudash, she'imta b'lel Rosh Hashanah, v'lo amar ha-melech ha-kadosh. What if you leave out ha-melech ha-kadosh in Rosh Hashanah? So generally speaking, let's go to the basics over here. At Marv, you forget Yalav Yavar Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Friday night, you accidentally say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, right? It's happened to us at some point when you're going to Slachlan and then, you know, it's rubbing your chest like you realize that you messed up. So what do? You say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night. So do you have to repeat and say Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei? Definitely, right? You forgot to mention that it's Shabbos and Shemoneh Esrei, Vada you have to repeat. Yant, if you accidentally say weekday Shemoneh Esrei, even in Marav, yeah, Vada you have to repeat. There's no question, right? So what about in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is unique because it's also Rosh Chodesh. It's Yantif and it's Rosh Chodesh. So what if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah? So says Rav Abel Pesvelir, Ein Sarek Lachzer, Kidin Tov Lo Hiska Yalav Yavah B'lel Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei again because it's like forgetting Yalav Yavah on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Sheinu Tzarek Lachzer, Machzor She'im Mekachin, it's Chodesh B'layla. Why? Because we're not Mekadish the Chodesh B'layla. That's why we don't repeat Al Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and that's why you're not going to repeat Shemoneh Esrei on Lel Rosh Hashanah. Im Kein, Gam B'Lel Rosh Hashanah Hadin Kein. Sheinu Tzarek Lachzer. So on Lel Rosh Hashanah it's going to be that way as well. Now, how does that make any sense? Lel Rosh Hashanah is, like we just said, there it's Tzveidinim in Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh, but it's also Yantiv. So aren't you saying Melech Kodesh because it's Yontif also? Isn't it the theme of the day Malchus, right? Malchios, that's one of the themes of the day. So why don't you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei just based on the fact that it's Yontif? So what's Rav Abel Pesvelir assuming? That when do we know for sure it's Rosh Hashanah? When did they know Bivadai that it was Rosh Hashanah? They only found out Bivadai that it was Rosh Hashanah when the Edom would show up the next day. Prior to the Edom coming, they didn't know it was Rosh Hashanah. Bein the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, bein the Yom Tov Shabbat. They had no idea on the first night that it was Rosh Hashanah. So if that's the whole Varn Rosh Chodesh, where Rav Soloveitchik categorically had rejected already, that the whole Varn Rosh Chodesh is that it's really only a Safek Rosh Chodesh at night. So by Rosh Hashanah, it's a Safek Rosh Hashanah at night. And therefore, you're not going to have to repeat if you accidentally say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. If you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, you're not going to have to repeat. Is that true, though? We just rejected that idea that it's all a din and safek. Now, Rav Soloveitchik says, let's try to analyze whether this is true. He doesn't really ask it as a kasha. Let's try to analyze whether this psak of Rav Abel Pesvelir holds water. Now, to be totally honest, I found afterwards, after I read the whole shir, which I thought was a brilliant shir from Rav Soloveitchik, after I read the whole shir, I found a rishon that seems to say like Rav Abel Pesvelir. I only read it quickly and quickly put it in the Maror Makomos, so let's see, maybe I'm wrong. But I found Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, I think, says almost the same thing. If you look Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Yud Tes Lamed Aleph, Bedaf Hei Arif, Shamir mina shimta ba'arvis b'shabbos b'yom tovim shemachzirin oso. The Rif writes over there in Brachos Yud Tes Lamed Aleph that if a person forgets if on Shabbos at Maariv or Yontif at Maariv, he accidentally davens a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he's got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, like we said. Umid chazinon shemipnei shein kiddush haChodesh b'layla ein machzirin oso k'shol hiskir shol Rosh Chodesh. From the fact that we see that you don't repeat Yalav Yavo when you forget, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei, rather when you forget Yalav Yavo on Lel Rosh Chodesh. Shaminon de Shabbosos v'yom tovim shekdushasan gam kein b'layla. From there we see that in Shabbos and Yontif you do have to repeat. Why? Because the whole din in Rosh Chodesh is that the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh isn't at night. The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is only during the day. But by Shabbos and Yontif, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Yontif is definitely at night. Right? That's Vaday. There's no question about that. The Kedusha of Shabbos is not totally on waiting for Edom to come. The Kedusha of Yontif was totally on waiting for Edom to come 2 weeks ago, but by the time Yontif arrives, we already know exactly when it's arriving. So the Kedusha begins at night. So the Kedusha of Shabbos, Kedusha of Yontif, there's no question begins at night. And that's how we know that you have to repeat Shmon Esrei when you don't say Shabbos Shmon Esrei at Marav or Yontif Shmon Esrei at Marav. From the fact that Rosh Chodesh you don't repeat Shmon Esrei, we see that Shabbos and Yontif you do. Because the only thing that makes Rosh Chodesh different is that Rosh Chodesh, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh doesn't apply at night. The Istim Mefarshi, the Dafka Bishar Yomim Tovim, Avol B'Yomtiv Shal Rosh Hashanah, Kivin Shetoloi B'Rosh Chodesh, Im Tov Lo Hizkir Shal Yomtiv Ba'arvis, Ein Machzirin Oso. Yeah, even the second read through, it sounds exactly the same, right? It's what Rav Abel Peskeli is saying. He says, and there are those that say, quotes it as an Istim Mefarshi, that on Rosh Hashanah, since Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, if you forget to say Rosh Hashanah Shmon Esrei and Mariv, that you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. The Rosh Chodesh Tainin Alei. V'nuchal Omer, Shalfi Shatol Rosh Chodesh, Kim Shul Yom Tov, Mitzv Yom Tov, Halima Tfei, Sheish B'Yisra Malacha. But he says, you know, the other side of the equation, Rabbi Yonah gives you the other side, is to say, no, that's Midin the Rosh Chodesh Shabbo, but it's also still Yom Tov, and Yom Tov begins at night. So what Rabbi Yonah seems to be assuming is actually slightly different than what Rav Soloveitchik rejected. What Rav Soloveitchik rejected was the notion that the nighttime of Rosh Chodesh is a suffix Rosh Chodesh. So no, that's not true. What Rabbi Yonah seems to be assuming is that the nighttime of Rosh Chodesh is not Rosh Chodesh. That it simply doesn't make the cut. It isn't Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is only during the day. Ein mekadshin es haChodesh b'layla means that there, not just that we Beis Din doesn't declare it Rosh Chodesh at night, but that nighttime isn't Rosh Chodesh. Why do we start Rosh Hashanah at night? Because it's also a Yantif. It's one of the Moedim. But Rosh Chodesh Tishrei isn't at night. And Rosh Chodesh any month isn't at night. It's only during the daytime. Which only makes our other question all the stronger. So then why say Yalav Yavo in the first place? If it's not Rosh Chodesh at all, which is what Rabbi Yonah seems to be telling us, this Istam Mefarshi holds, it's simply not Rosh Chodesh at night, then why say Yalav Yavo at all? I later found, you know, when you find that one of the Achronim, Rishonim also, when you find that they take an idea and they say, this can't be, and they, in the first you hear the idea is the Rishonim Achron telling you about it and just screaming, this can't be, and they're like, one raya, another raya, another raya. You got to find who says it. Somebody says it. They wouldn't fight so hard if nobody says it. They're only saying this can't be because it's out there. So I found that Rav Yonason Sachs found the Landers Rosh Shiva in the Sefer Aruchos Yamim, in the very last Simon. He quotes a Shita Mukbetzes in Brachos Dav Lamed. Shita Mukbetzes says that, quotes Rav's Shita, Rav Taimukar Yimukachan Schodesh El Biyom Mali Chaser Mali Malay, Uli Olam Lo Shna Da Halayla Eina Bechlal. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a Chodesh Mali, Chodesh Chaser, Halayla Eina Bechlal. Laila isn't bechlal, v'lo chashiva l'mitrach l'mahadrala, and therefore Laila is not important enough to have to repeat Shmon Esrei for. What in the world does that mean? So he quotes Rav Zhalti. Rav Zhalti was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, I believe, in Mishnas Yavitz. Beautiful sefer Mishnas Yavitz. Writes the mehadim ein mekachin es achodesh b'laila l'manu she'ein chalos kedushas rosh chodesh b'lal rosh chodesh. Rav Zhalti says it explicitly. That there is no din Rosh Chodesh at night. Nighttime isn't Rosh Chodesh. Like we said before, there are no nafkaminas other than Yalav Yavo. It's going to be impossible to find any nafkaminas because there are no dinim of Rosh Chodesh other than Korban Musaf. But he's mechadesh that the whole concept of Rosh Chodesh doesn't start at night. But again, like we said, that just begs the question of then why are we even bothering to say Yalav Yavo in the first place? Rav Zhalti was very influenced in his learning by Rav Soloveitchik. I think Rav Shechter writes in one of his svarim that Rav Zhalti told him that when Rav Soloveitchik visited, Rav Soloveitchik only visited Eretz Yisrael once. For all his years in the Mizrahi and everything else, and yeah, he only visited Eretz Yisrael once when he was up for the job of chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, I think. And he went, it was in the 1930s, and when he went, he met Rav Kook, the old Rav Kook, Rav Yitzchak Cohen Kook, and Rav Kook said that I haven't seen a London like this since his grandfather, since Rav Chaim, and he told Rav Zhalti, you have to follow him around wherever he goes and listen to his shiurim. Rav Zhalti told Talmidim later on, from following him around the whole country, listening to his shiurim, he was very mushba from his whole Derech HaLimud, and that's why when I read Rav Zhalti's Svarim, it resonates a certain amount, because you see the influence, you see that kind of influence. Anyway, So, question number three. So far, we had two questions. Again, question number one, what does Ein Mekatshen Chodesh B'Laila matter? Why do we not repeat Shemoneh Esrei and forget Yalav Yav at night? Question number two, is Rav Abba LePespiler correct? When you forget Hamelech HaKadosh on Lel Rosh Hashanah, is it really true that you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei? Question number three, Gemara and Brachos, Taf Lamed Amar Alef, Tov Elo Hishkel Shol Rosh Chodesh B'Shachris. Gemara is an unbelievable Havamina. Let's say you forget Yalav Yav in Shachris. Says the Gemara, Ein Machzir Nelsam. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Don't worry. You'll catch it at Musaf. You're not going to say Yalav Yavam Musaf, but you'll catch the, you'll be maskir Shal Rosh Chodesh Musaf. Okay, but Musafin, let's say you forget it at Musaf. It's hard to do. What pages in the Siddur are you reading? I'm not sure. So, in Machzir Nosso. Again, you don't have to repeat. You'll catch Yalav Yavam at Mincha. Why is that different than saying a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos Shachris? Now, what if Shabbos Shachris, you say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei? So do we say, okay, you'll catch Shabbos at Musaf. You miss Shabbos Shachris, you'll catch Shabbos at Musaf. No, there's no Havamina to say like that. The Gemara never entertained such Havamina. Now, granted, there's a Havamina. We don't pass in this way. But the Gemara never even entertains an idea like that on Shabbos Yontif. Only on Rosh Chodesh. You'll catch it later. Question number four. The Gemara in Shabbos Tav Chav Dalet. Ibayiluhu. Ma lahaskir Rosh Chodesh bebirch samazon. Do you need to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh during benching? So during Shemoneh Esrei, Gemara doesn't question that. You have to. During benching, do you have to? So what's the Tut Stadim? Im tim tzulomer b'chanaka d'rabbanan lo tzarech Rosh Chodesh d'araisa tzarech odil makivim d'alasr b'asiyas melech lo maskarina. One side is, no, you don't have to say Yalav Yavo, because you do have to say it, because the only reason you don't say it on Chanukah is because Chanukah is only Drabanan. But Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa. Or maybe no. Rosh Chodesh, there's no Isser Malacha. So if there's no Isser Malacha, you don't have to say Yalav Yavo benching. So again, why don't we ask this same question about Tefillah? There's no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh before you daven either. Just like there's no Isser Malacha when you're eating. So the Gemara asks the question, why do you, maybe you shouldn't have to say Yalav Yavo on benching on Rosh Chodesh, because there's no Asur Malacha. Why is that only a din benching? Why isn't that a din in Tefillah also? There's no Asur Malacha at all in Rosh Chodesh. What does that have to do with benching? Not only that, there's another day that there's no Asur Malacha, and we vaday say Yalav Yavo in benching and in Shemoneh Esrei. That is Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is Asur in many Malachos, but it's a major machlokas rishonim whether the Yisra Malacha Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or Drabanan. Very big bir halacha at the very beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, whether Yisra Malacha Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or Drabanan. But Rov Rishon, and the truth is the Gemara uses a lashon, this is one of those very rare places where Lo Masrin HaKasav Ela LeChachamim, where whatever it means, whatever the status of the Yisra Malacha is, on some level, it's the Torah telling us that the Rabbanan have the right to formulate it, which may mean that the Rabbanan get to make up a Din D'Oraisa, a very unique type of thing. But Rov Rishonim hold that it's the Rabbanan. Now, that in spite of that Lashem, L'masra HaKasav Ela Chachamim, that it's a Din D'Rabbanan, that the Yisra Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Rabbanan. So if there's no Yisra Malacha D'Oraisa and Chol HaMoed, why do we not question whether you have to say Yalav Yavo benching Chol HaMoed? We only question about Rosh Chodesh. So these are our four kashas. Always good to have four kashas. Model it after the Seder. So the beginning of the answer, you have to start with a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yud, tells us as follows. Amr B'yachim Mishum Rav Shimon Yatzadah. Shmona Asa Yam Shayach Gom Ben Asa Halal. There are 18 days during the year where you have to say full Halal. Shmoni Me'achag, 8 days of Sukkot, Shmoni Mechanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, knock out 16 days right there, only two left. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, first day of Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres and Shavuos, and that's it. Maishna Dechag, Damrim Kol Yom, Maishna DePesach Damrim Kol Yoma. Why is it that on Sukkot, I remember as a child, I was always confused. Which Chol HaMoed do we not say the whole Hallel? Do we yes say the Hallel? On Chol HaMoed Pesach, we just say Chatzi Hallel. Why is it that we don't say whole Hallel throughout Chol HaMoed Pesach? So okay, the Chag Chalukim Karbon Osein, the Pesach in Chalukim the Karbon Osein, because Pesach has the same carbon throughout, whereas by Sukkot it's a different carbon every single day. Frek the Gemara, Shabbos the Chalukah b'Karbonei Halema. So why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? It has its own Karban, so we should say Hallel on Shabbos. If it's all about Karban, which apparently it is, because on Sukkot every day we're saying a new Hallel, so we should say on Shabbos also. What's it? Loik Rimoed. It's not all about Karban. It has to be called a Moed also. Shabbos is not a Moed. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Dikri Moed Lema. Rosh Chodesh has both qualities. It's a Moed, plus it has its own Karban. So you should have to say Hallel. And again, we don't. We think that we do. We say Chatzi Hallel. It's only a minute. We don't say Hallel Shalem on Rosh Chodesh. It says more, Lo Iktish Basiyas Malacha. There's no Isra Malacha. Tichsiv Hashir Yalachem Kalel Eschad Yishchag. Laila Mekudosh Chag Ton Shira. V'she'in Mekudosh Chag Ein Ton Shira. Fine, there's no din of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh because there's a third quality you need. So apparently you need an Isra Malacha and its own Karban. And that it's called a Moed. Good? Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, let's say. Do we say Hallel? Yes, the Gemara just said we say Hallel Shalem. Chol HaMoed, Pesach. Had it not been for the fact, if only it had its own Karban, the Gemara assumes it would meet all the other criteria, and we would say Hallel. Let's go through. Do they have all these three criteria? Chol HaMoed. Is it called Moed? Yes. Good? Does it have its own Karban? Sukkot? Yes. Is it Asr Basiyas Malacha? Well, that's a machlok rishonim, and the majority rishonim hold no. So the Gemara's own criteria, that you need three criteria in order to make something, in order to be b'chayiv halel, well, Chol HaMoed doesn't fit the criteria. So the Gemara is speaking out of two sides of his mouth at the same time. How can you say, no, Rosh Chodesh doesn't make it, because Rosh Chodesh, there's no Isra Malacha. Well, Chol HaMoed does make it. This should be a raya she'enel of tshuva, for those we've shown him that hold the Yisra Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Daraisa. It should be the greatest Raya in the world. So it must be that Hallel is not based purely on Yisra Malacha, but Yisra Malacha is a simin for Kedusha Sayyam. That's what Salvation suggests. Now when we talk about Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha, we're emphasizing the wrong thing. We're reading Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. It's Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. Meaning it's really a function of the Kedusha Sayyam. And if you look carefully at the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh and the Kedusha Sayyam of Chol HaMoed, you'll find very different things. Generally speaking, for all Yom Tovim, Kedusha Sayyam consists of four things, four criteria, four halachos. Usually it comes with an Isra Malacha, it comes with a Karban Musaf, it comes with its own Karbanos of the Yontif, aside from the Karban Musaf, and it comes with mitzvos, like simcha, let's say. Simchas Yantif. Those are four things that you have for Kedush Siyam. Chol HaMoed, let's go through the list. Karban Musaf and Chol HaMoed? Yes. Karbanos HaRegel and Chol HaMoed? Yes. Chol HaMoed Sukkos, right? That's what. Mitzvah Simcha? Yes. Mitzvah HaRegel, at least. You have on Chol HaMoed. What don't you have? An Isra Malacha, according to most Rishonim. Three out of the four halachos of Kedusha Sayyam apply in Chol HaMoed. So if I were to ask you, what do you think? You think Chol HaMoed has Kedusha Sayyam, but there's a Het Malacha for some reason? Or do you think it doesn't have Kedusha Sayyam, but for some reason it has three out of the four halachos of Kedusha Sayyam? Much more mistaver to say that it has Kedusha Sayyam, but for whatever reason there's a Het Malacha. That's Chol HaMoed. Has all four except for the Yisra Malacha. So Kedusha Siyam, except for the fact that it has Hatam Malacha. Unbelievable. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Someone was just telling me, Rabbi Whitman was just telling me, that the Davin Yonos Chesfar in his shul, and he was saying that, I said, oh, you lost. You know, someone learned in Brisk. Shanda. So he said that, said, yeah, I lost. He said, I'm going to be the only one putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in the whole shul. So what is the halach by tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Says the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simul Amud Aleph, B'chol HaMoed Gam Kein Osu Laniach Tefillin Me'atam Azeh Ba'atzmo She'yimei Chol HaMoed Gam Heim Os. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed, it's an Os. Chol HaMoed is an Os. It's a very tricky thing to figure out. When do you say that because something is an Os, you should put on Tefillin because Tefillin is an Os? When do you say because something is an Os, you don't put on Tefillin? Right, Shabbos we don't put on Tefillin because Shabbos itself is an Os, so we don't need the Os of Tefillin. But by Bris Milah, the Magen Avraham quotes that you should dafka leave your tefillin on by Bris Milah, because Bris Milah is an os and tefillin is an os, and you want the two oses to be together. Very, very difficult. I think it was that shaila that they asked the Trumas Hadeshen, where someone asked the Trumas Hadeshen, what if you don't have a bris milah? Because meso achem machmas milah. What if you're an arel for whatever reason you don't have a bris milah? Should you put on tefillin on Shabbos? So the Trumas Hadeshen says, ein lemeidin midivrei agada. That's where he formulated the very important rule that we don't learn halacha from agadata. You can't darshan like this. That's not the way we ask kashas. But anyway, Shulchan Aruch says no tefillin. Says Rama, v'yeishom shachol moed chayiv b'tefillin v'chei noagim b'chol glilu. Say l'anichem b'moed l'varei chaleim. But some say yes, we do put on tefillin and chol moed, and that's our minhag. Says Rama with a bracha, tefillin and chol moed. So seems very clear. If we're all Ashkenazim, we should all follow the Rama. Why do most of us probably not follow the Rama? Because the Gra says not to put on tefillin. The Gra held not to put on tefillin l'chol moed. So you have all the Nusach Sfarad people who have the Chasidus Minhagim. You have all the people who are knowing like the Gra. You have all the Sfaradim who are knowing like the Mechaber. So you have a Rov Minyan Ubin Yishal Klal Yisrael at the end of the day ends up not putting on tefillin l'chol moed. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Meisher Soloveitchik, was bothered by this. He said, they're Ashkenazim. So he went to his grandfather, he went to Reb Chaim, and he said, what's the story with our minhag? At least without a bracha. Okay, you want to be choshish for the Shittas Hagra, but how could you ignore a Rama? The Rama says that we're supposed to put on tefillin. So at least put it on without a bracha. So what did he answer him? The Heishav lo agrach tzatzal, she'em lo niach tefillin b'chol amoyed, mishum shu kadosh k'mo yom tov atzmo, diniskadish b'kdushas hayom gemura. Why don't you put on tefillin, he says? Because it has Kedusha Sayyam. Meaning, what did we say before? Chol HaMoed, does it, yes, have Kedusha Sayyam, but for whatever reason it's Mutar B'Malacha? Or does it not have Kedusha Sayyam, but for whatever reason has three out of the four halachas of Kedusha Sayyam? So Chaim said it's clear to him that it has Kedusha Sayyam. If it has Kedusha Sayyam, you don't put on tefillin. He's not explaining the Rama. He's saying, I disagree. I think we hold like the Gra. I think we could pass against the Rama. We could pass like the Mechaber and the Gra. But it's based on this concept of Kedush Sayyam. That's Chol HaMoed. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, the only element of Kedush Sayyam that Rosh Chodesh has, let's go through the list. Is there Melech on Rosh Chodesh? Absolutely not. Is there Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? Yes. Are there other Karbanos HaRegel on Rosh Chodesh? No. Is there a Mitzvah Simcha or any other Mitzvah Sayyam on Rosh Chodesh? No. Out of the four criteria for Kedush, the four halachos of Kedush Sayyam, what does Rosh Chodesh have? One. It has a carbon musaf. More logical to say Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha with three exceptions, or doesn't have Kedusha Sayyom with one exception. So Rav Soloveitchik doesn't jump all the way to the other side over here. What he suggests is that maybe Rosh Chodesh has a limited Kedusha Sayyom. It has Kedusha Sayyom vis-a-vis carbon musaf. That's as far as the Kedusha Sayyom goes. So he says, now the Gemara in Erechin makes plenty of sense. The Chi of Halel is not about an Isra Malacha per se. The Chi of Halel is about Kedusha Sayyam. So on Chol HaMoed, there's full Kedusha Sayyam. So we say, full Halel. On Rosh Chodesh, outside of the Mikdash, where you have zero halachos of Kedusha Sayyam, because the only one Rosh Chodesh ever has is Korban Musaf. So outside of the Mikdash, you have zero, you have nothing. Rosh Chodesh begvulin, the halacha is going to be, there's no Kedusha Sayyam, so no Halel. Rosh Chodesh b'Mikdash, so now it's debatable. Because Rosh Chodesh b'Mikdash has one halach of Kedusha Sayyam. What does it have? It has Korban Musaf. So maybe Rosh Chodesh b'Mikdash should get a halach. If we could only find a Rishon that says that, then it entertains the possibility that b'Mikdash they would say halach in Rosh Chodesh. So he found one. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Aleph. The Ramban writes that, right, it's true what the Gemara in Erechin says, there's no halach in Rosh Chodesh. That means b'Gvulin. But b'Mikdash there's halach in Rosh Chodesh. Why should it be different? The Yontif is different in the Mikdash than it is Bigvulin. But if the entire Kedusha Sayyom of Rosh Chodesh is a function of the Karban Musaf, yes, the Yontif is different in Mikdash than it is Bigvulin. Because it's all a function of the Karban Musaf. And that explains the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos never had a suffix whether we say Yal V'Yavam Birchas HaMazon or Chol HaMoed. It had a suffix whether you say Yal V'Yavam Birchas HaMazon or Rosh Chodesh. Because Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh are not at all comparable to each other. Unlike Rosh Chodesh Begvulin, Chol HaMoed has Kedusha Sayyam. So you say Yal V'Yavam, Midin Kedusha Sayyam. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedusha Sayyam. So if there's no Kedusha Sayyam, you're not going to say Yal V'Yavam. Oh, we didn't explain Tefillah yet. So one more piece in order to explain Tefillah. There's a Gemara in Tainus. Very well-known Gemara, I think. Tainus Chav Chesem Beis. Rav Yikla LeBavel, Rav was traveling, he went to Bavel. Chazinu de Kakari Halei LeBresh Yarcha. So he saw that they were reading, they were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Savala Sukinu. So he wanted to stop them. That's crazy. Why are you saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh? Kivin de Chazin de Kamedalgi de Luge. Once he saw, they skipped two paragraphs. Amr Shemamina Minog Avasem Yadayim. So he said, okay, it must be they have a minute like this. It's not, they're not saying full halal. So what's the problem? They want to say some kapitul chatilim, such a problem? So it is a problem. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to say halal b'chol yom. Someone that says halal b'chol yom is mecharif megadif. You're not supposed to say halal b'chol yom. That's why you have a whole tumult. You say halal and yom atzmud, yom Yerushalayim. What's the big deal? Just say halal. No, it is a big deal. It's a very big deal. We don't throw around the halal. So you have to, if you believe you say it, you believe you say it. If you believe you don't say it, then you believe you don't say it. It's not just neither here nor there. So he says, okay, minhag avasim yadayim, it's a chatzi halal. So that's why a lot of people get out of it with the yom. So they just say, okay, say chatzi halal, then it's not a halal. That we see already precedent in the Gemara. Even when you don't say it, you can say chatzi halal. So chatzi halal. Tana yachl do yaskul vim hiskul gomer. Fine. So if there's no kedushas hayom at all, Rosh Chodesh b'gvulin, where did the minhag come from? Why do they have this minhag of the same view there? To say halal. There's no kedushas hayom. They're b'gvulin. There's no kedushas hayom. So it could be that the minhag was to extend to be no kedushas hayom, even b'gvulin. Why? Once we didn't have a base of mikdash anymore, we do a lot of things like this. Why do we take lulav kol shiva? We're going to take lulav this year for 7 days. Right? Well, hopefully this mikdash will come, we'll take for 7 days in the mikdash. Right? But we're going to take lulav even if we're not in the mikdash for 7 days. Because the Mishnah says in Masech HaSukkah that it was one of the Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Once we lost the base of Mikdash, the halacha of Midaraisa is you only take lulav for 7 days in the Mikdash. Outside of the Mikdash, it's one day and one day only. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw that after the base of Mikdash was destroyed, everyone's going to forget that there's a halacha that you take lulav for 7 days. Zeichel the Mikdash. So it's a Zeichel Mikdash. We do things that remind us of how the halachas used to work in the Mikdash. There are two types of Zeichel Mikdash. The Gemara has in two places. The Gemara has at the end of third paragraph of Basra also that you put Efer Makle Barosh Chasanin Zeichel Mikdash. That you put ashes on the Chasan's head as a Zeichel Mikdash. I was just Masada Kedushin at a wedding a few weeks ago, and I was under the chuppah. At the end of the chuppah, I was putting ashes under the Chasan's head, and the mother of the, I don't remember, the Chasan of the Kala, I went nuts. She's like, what is that? I've never seen that before. Is this a Jewish thing? Yeah, it's a Gemara. I don't know why she never saw it before. Maybe she wasn't looking so closely. But that's a different Zeichel HaMikdash. That's a Zeichel HaChurban HaMikdash. But the Zeichel HaMikdash that we're talking about is a Zeichel we try to remember what they did. So we reenact things that they did. So it's likely that this minhag of Asayim B'yadayim, this minhag that they had of saying Halal, was a minhag to treat Rosh Chodesh ki'ilu it has Kedushas Hayom, even Begvulin. Why? Because we don't have a Mikdash anymore, so we got to treat it with some level of Kedusha, Begvulin, in order to remember. And that's why you could say it with a bracha. You could say Halal with a bracha. Why? How does that allow you? You know, let's say a bracha on a minhag. So Tosus asked the Kasha. Tosus is bothered all over Shas about this. You don't say bracha on a minhag. How can you say where do we say bracha on a minhag? Second Seder. You make a bracha on Ayal Achilas Matzah? Yes. Why do we keep a second day of Yontiv? Minhag of Hasein B'Yadayim. How does it work? The mechanics are, once the minhag of Hasein B'Yadayim gives this day Kedushas Hayom, so mainly you treat it with all the Kedushas Hayom and all the Mitzvahs Hayom with all the brachas and everything. So once there were no Kedushas Hayom, they were able to say a bracha on the Halal. Because if you're going to be knowing, because there's Sayom, so then it's a step removed, so then you can say a bracha. And it's Kimat Mufurish this way in Tosus Masech HaSukkah. Tosus writes, Utkavasei Ashkan Demivarchan Hashem Yom Tov Shal Golios, Ve'inoel Minag V'Alma. Ve'inoel Minag V'Alma. That we make a bracha on Halon Rosh Chodesh, because it's just like Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios, where it's only a minag. Same thing. It's Kedusha Sayom. The other possibility is that Kedushas Rosh Chodesh of the Moadim can only come through the Klal Yisrael being Mekadesh. It used to be that Bezin would be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, Bezin would have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. Nowadays, we still have to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't happen on its own. How are we Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh nowadays? Maybe by treating it like Rosh Chodesh. Unlike, let's say, Shabbos. We're Mekadesh Shabbos also. But Shabbos is Kedusha V'Kayma without us, without our declarations. It could be Rosh Chodesh only becomes Rosh Chodesh when we do our version of Mekudesh Mekudesh. He has rayas from the Rambam this way. We're not going to have time to get into it. But let's try to answer the questions now. When we say Yal V'Yavon Tefillah on Rosh Chodesh, it's not the same as saying Al Anisim on Chanukah, and it's not the same as saying Yal V'Yavon on Yantif. Chanukah and Purim you don't repeat if you forget. Rosh Chodesh we do repeat if we forget, right? Shabbos and Yantif have full Kedushas Hayom. Rosh Chodesh does not have full Kedushas Hayom. So Rosh Chodesh falls somewhere in between Shabbos and Yantif on one side, Chanukah and Purim on the other side. So what's the Yisod over here? So says Rav Salvechik, Yisod Din Askaras Rosh Chodesh Betfila Chal Midin Kvius to Rosh Chodesh. When we say Yalav Yavo in Tfila, we are making it Rosh Chodesh. It's Klal Yisrael declaring it Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo in Tfila, you have to daven again. Why? I was Yotzei Mechiv Tfila. There's no Kedush Sayom. So if there's no Kedush Sayom, shouldn't it be like Chanukah and Purim? I shouldn't have to repeat. If there's no Kedush Sayom, it's Chanukah and Purim. I shouldn't have to repeat. Why do I have to repeat if I forget Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh? Not because of Kedush Sayom, but because of what? Because I have to, Klal Yisrael needs to be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise, it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh. So there is no Kedush Sayom, but Rosh Chodesh only becomes Rosh Chodesh by the declaration of Klal Yisrael. Even though the Chodesh is Kavua, you know, we already have the calendar all figured out, Yalav Yavo is our way of declaring, Klal Yisrael declaring that it's really Rosh Chodesh. Now when we put all that together, all of our kashas are answered. When you forget Yalav Yavo Mariv, you don't repeat, because Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh B'Layla. The Gemara is so meduyah. We asked at the beginning, what does Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh B'Layla have to do with whether I say Yalav Yavo? Isn't Yalav Yavo about, is it Rosh Chodesh? Is it not Rosh Chodesh? No, Yalav Yavo on Yantif is about, is it Yantif? Is it not Yantif? Al Anisim, maybe, is it Chanukah Purim? Is it not? Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh is about being Mekadesh the Chodesh. But ain't mekadshin as a chodesh b'layla. You're not mekadish the chodesh at night. That also explains the havamin of the Gemara and Daf Lamed, that if you miss Yalav Yav b'shachris, don't worry, you'll catch in a musaf. What do you mean I'll catch in a musaf? I didn't daven. Yes, you did daven. It wasn't a chesaron in your tefillah. Your tefillah was fine. You know what you were missing? You were missing being mekadish the chodesh. So the Gemara has such a havamina that you could still be mekadish the chodesh later on in the day. And that's why the Gemara wasn't sure about Yalav Yavo and Birchas HaMazon, even though we're certain about Yalav Yavo and Tefillah and Rosh Chodesh. Because in davening, it's part of being Kover Rosh Chodesh, not just Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. In benching, it's just mentioning Kedushas Hayom, which might not even apply at all, Bigvulin. And says Rav Salvechik, that's why Rav Abba LePesvelir's Psak is incorrect. Thinks is incorrect. The reason Rav holds not to repeat Shemon Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and Mariv is that the point of Yalav Yavo is to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not saying HaMelech HaKadosh to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. It's about Haskaras Mein HaMa'ur, it's a Yantif. And you have to daven a Yantif davening and Yantif. And therefore, if you leave out the Yantif davening, you're vaday going to have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Okay, I don't know if I did it justice, take a Yartzei Shir and say it in 45 minutes, but we did our best.